Save Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, thanks, Tina. Oh, what are you drinking?
Cider. I've had one for ages and just thought we'd make a nice change. Do you want to try it?
Oh, no thanks. I didn't know you liked cider.
Well, there's a lot about me that you don't know. So, go on. You were going to tell me all about your holiday. Was it good?
Yes, Ireland is lovely. Have you ever been?
No, I haven't.
Well, I would certainly recommend going there. It really was lovely.
So, did you spend a lot of time with Connie?
No, she went off and did her own thing most of the time.
Oh, well, that was nice for you and Mike, wasn't it? Oh, I don't believe it. That damn woman is here.
Who? Who do you mean?
Libby. No, not Libby. I mean Becky.
Becky? Is she? Where?
Over there, in the corner.
Where?
Penny, don't make it so obvious.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look, she's over there by that plant.
Oh, yeah, I see. Gosh, what is she wearing?
Oh, honestly, who does she think she is? I wouldn't be seen dead in that.
No, I don't think I would either.
Look, shall we go?
No, we'll be all right. She won't see us.
Oh, no. It's too late. She's coming over.
No, I don't want the holiday to end either.
Really?
Yes, it's been wonderful.
Okay. Well, let's plan to go away again in a month or two. We can come back here if you want.
Yes, I can't take time off work just when I want to, you know.
Why not? Your dad owns the company, or is joint owner, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Well, believe it or not, he would.
Oh. So what shall we do on our last night?
Oh, well, I was thinking we could have dinner in the hotel and have a nice night into ourselves, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. We've got to do more than that. We've got to do something special on our last night. Do you remember that bar we passed? The one called Flamingos?
Yes.
Well, let's go there. I'm sure they said they had music on tonight. So, please, can we go there?
Oh, you really want to?
Yes, we don't have anywhere like that on the island, so I think we should go and see what it's like.
Okay, if we must.
Oh, Matthew.
No, it's all right. If you want to go, we will.
Oh, good. Okay, so let's wander back then, shall we?
And then what shall we do?
It's obvious, isn't it? We can get ready to go out.
Oh, no. Look, she's coming over. Right, I'm off to the loo.
You can't go now.
Yes, I can. I don't want to talk to her.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Hi there. Do you mind if I join you?
No, go ahead.
So how are you?
Yes, I'm okay, thanks. So what are you doing here? You don't live on the island now, do you?
No. I'm just over for the weekend. I'm going with a friend to the Isle of Wight Steam Railway event that's on. She's over there. See? The one with the ponytail?
Oh, yes, I see her. Well, I hope you have a good time.
Oh, I'm sure we will. It's a 60s weekend, and that's why I'm dressed up like this. She insisted that we both did. She's absolutely crazy about the 60s. I've never been on a steam train, so it should be fun. Have you ever been to Haven Street?
Oh, yes, several times.
You're not going this weekend, are you?
No.
Oh. So where did your friend disappear to?
Oh, she's gone to the loo.
Did she run away from me?
No.
Look, I'll be over again soon. So do you want to meet up then for a drink?
Yes, okay. When are you coming?
I can't remember the exact date. Can I text you?
Yeah, okay.
Well, only if you want to.
Yes, of course I do.
Look, here's my card. Text me and I'll get back to you. Oh, your friend's coming back. I'd better go. And don't forget to text me, okay?
No, I won't.
So what did she say?
Nothing, really.
Well, what did she give you? As I saw her give you something.
Oh, she gave me her card. She wants to meet up next time she's down.
I didn't know you were that friendly with her.
Well, I'm not. I really don't know her. And I don't know why she asked me, to be honest.
So will you?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Okay. Well, I'll come with you then.
Well, do you think that's a good idea?
Yes. I can't run off every time I see her. I suppose I might as well get to know her.
Oh, I don't know if that's a very good idea.
Why?
Well, are you forgetting that you've had two bad incidents with her? First, she complained about you, and then she accused you of hitting her.
No, I haven't forgotten.
So why do you want to see her? Gosh, if it was me, I'd stay well away. Like you did just now. So why have you changed your mind about talking to her?
Because I suddenly remembered that my last course said that you must face any problems head on. And that's what I'm going to do. I was wrong to run away. I must face up to her and try and befriend her.
Befriend her? Did your course say that you should be friends with everyone?
No, of course it didn't.
But why do you want to be friendly with her? I don't get it.
Because she's a good friend to the family. And if I'm going to be manager of Patterson's one day, I think I should have her on my side.
Tina, hasn't it ever occurred to you that that might not happen?
Penny, of course it will. Gosh, you can't take that attitude. Nothing will ever happen if you do that. No, I'm going to turn the other cheek, if you know what I mean.
Well, you're not meeting up with her when I do. I can tell you that now.
And why is that?
Because I don't want you there. My course says stay clear of any potential animosity.
Oh, but you've never done a course.
I know, but if I had, that's what it would say.
Oh, honestly. Right, go on. Tell me about your holiday.
Yaz! Can we go now, please?
Oh, no, not yet. I really like it here. Let's just have one more drink, okay? Don't worry, I'll get them.
No, no, I don't want another one, thank you.
Oh, please. Just one more drink. And then we can go.
No, I've had enough.
What?
Yes, I want to go back to the hotel now.
Oh, please, just 10 more minutes, okay?
Oh, all right, 10 minutes, but that's all.
Okay, right, I'll go and get the drink.
Yes, I said I don't want one.
Yeah, we went to Dublin Castle and that was good.
Penny, you don't sound as if you really enjoyed your holiday.
Yes, I did.
So tell me, did he propose then?
No, he didn't. Why do you say that?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought he might have.
No, we're not getting married. We're not even living together yet, are we?
No. Ah, now, I've been meaning to ask you something for ages.
Oh, yes, and what is it? And no, we're not planning to move in together, if that's what you're going to ask.
No, it's not that. It's about Michael. You know, Michael Roseberry, who used to work with us.
Yes, I know who you mean.
Well, he was due to get married this summer, wasn't he? So, did you go in the end?
No, I didn't.
Oh, why is that? I thought you had decided that you were going to.
It was cancelled. Michael called it off.
You what?
Yes, Michael told Ella that he couldn't go through with it.
Gosh! Crumb, she must have been devastated.
Well, yes, I think she was.
So do you know what happened? Do you know when he told her?
Yes, I do.
So when did he say it?
He told her the morning of the wedding.
No. Oh, that's awful. I never thought he'd do that. I thought he loved her.
I know.
So who told you all about it? Was it Mike?
No, it wasn't Mike.
So did he know it was going to happen?
No, I don't think so.
So who told you?
Michael did. He phoned me because he obviously needed to have a chat with someone.
Penny, what are you saying?
Nothing. He just told me that I didn't need to go to the wedding the next day as it was off.
Really?
Yes.
So he told you before he told the bride? That's right, isn't it?
Well...
It is, isn't it? He told you before he told Della.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.